Welcoming our friend Cheryl Mishu from West Market Square Artisan Coffee House in downtown Bangor. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Carrie.
Are you cold? Is it wicked chilly on the coast today?
Yes. It's been very windy, but I'm sitting on a place that's called Caterpillar Hill in Sedgwick, and it's this beautiful overlook, and you look towards the Camden Hills, and the sun is setting right behind those hills right now, so life's pretty good.
Well, that sounds nice indeed. Well, we're getting ready to roll into a busy time of year in downtown Bangor, and a busy time for you and everybody at the coffee shop as well. What's going on in the days and weeks ahead?
Boy, downtown Bangor has lots of things planned. So the biggest one, the most current one coming up will be Plaid Friday, which, if folks don't know, that's more of a small business downtown version of Black Friday.
Yeah, and you know, in honor of that, Carrie and I both wearing our plaid shirts today just to get in the spirit of this.
Yes, yes. And it used to be that a lot more of the retailers asked you to wear plaid to get certain discounts. We're going to kind of go back to that traditional piece this year. We're going to offer 20% off on pour over drippers and the filters. So if you've got somebody who's a coffee lover who's been wanting to try doing a pour over as a way of brewing your coffee, we'll have a sale on those. Wear your plaid. And then we'll do some other in-store kind of pop-up sort of things that day as well. But you can also kick off your shopping day that day, because we'll open at 7 and we'll be doing the grumpy hour. So that big 16-ounce coffee is just $2.
Well, and I mean, if people don't know, they should, because we tell them about it all the time. But in case they haven't somehow picked up on it, along with the great coffee and tea and lattes and chais and cappuccinos, the wonderful treats that are being cooked up. You also offer coffee beans, coffee supplies, everything you need for those days when you maybe don't want to go out of the house and you prefer to brew it at home.
Exactly, yes. And again, thinking the holidays, we have Barossa has what they call Encore burr grinder, which is considered first choice for at-home grinding. Burr grinders actually pulverize your coffee versus a blade grinder that just chops it, and you get a lot of unevenness. Burr grinders produce a better cup of coffee in terms of taste. So we have those. We'll be getting in some hand grinders that also have that same burr mechanism to them, so you can get a good cup of coffee and just kind of crank it by hand. We've got mocha pots and Chemexes and AeroPresses. Those are all different tools, if you will, vessels for brewing coffee in different ways. And we're always glad to answer questions or help out. Tandem coffee beans. We have some guest roaster coffee beans on the shelves, always fresh. We get a delivery every week from Tandem. And then we carry Tea Mania's teas as well.
And I don't know if people, can you always use a new coffee mug? I think so. The best coffee mug around. I've got three of those great West Market Square Artisan Coffee House mugs. And if I'm not headed in to get my coffee in person, if I'm enjoying it at home, it's in that beautiful mug.
Yeah, it's a nice diner mug, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
We've got travel mugs. Yeah. Yeah, we have several things. But in terms of like lattes and some great drinks, our baker Cassie, as I think we've mentioned on here before, makes like our pumpkin spice, if you want to call it syrup, our syrup for pumpkin spice. She makes that all from scratch, all these great spices. And for the season right now, she's making eggnog.
Oh boy.
And you make a latte with that with a little espresso and steam it, and it's so good.
Wow. All right. I'm on my way. get in line so I can be first in line for tomorrow morning as well. So, yeah, Plaid Friday coming up. And then, of course, Saturday, another celebration around downtown Bangor. It's the first of several small business Saturdays.
Yes. Yes. They're going to try to, not try, they are going to promote those right through the holidays so that the weekends a focus on small business, local businesses, which will be great. Lots of decorating went on this past weekend, so the parks, and we've got the tree is going up tomorrow in the square, in West Market Square. The parade is coming up on December 3rd with the tree lighting after the parade, and there'll be a lot of activities going on downtown. Different retailers will be doing different things, and then all the light show kind of stuff that's downtown will be awesome.
And it's always great to be downtown, but this time of year, especially with the decorations, with the lights, and then to come in out of the cold, get yourself that hot beverage and a little something nice to eat and make your way back out into that cool air with that beverage warming your hands. There's not much better than that.
No. And we make awesome hot chocolate, too.
Yes.
From scratch with a chocolate ganache, you steam the milk. Yeah. And usually for the tree lighting, too, Cassie makes marshmallow. So we top all those drinks off with all those hot chocolates off with marshmallow. I know, right? We're into mitten season, glove season, wrap it around a nice hot drink and enjoy the tree lighting, which is literally right outside our door.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic.
And it's just a really great festive holiday time.
Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning?
7 o'clock.
So that means grumpy 7 hour. To 8, grumpy hour, best deal around, large brewed coffee, only $2, West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, 24 Broad Street in downtown Bangor. Cheryl, always great to talk with you. You stay warm, enjoy your perch up there on the hill, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you, same to you. Appreciate it, Cheryl. Cheryl Mishu with us from West Market Square Artisan Coffee House. Help them celebrate Plaid Friday and get your shopping started right.